You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Earlier this week, the government announced they'd be replacing the National Certificate of Educational Achievement with a new set of National Secondary School Qualifications. Minister of Education Erica Stanford said that the current NCEA system was failing to help students develop critical thinking skills and was difficult for parents to navigate as well. In that same week, FBI Director Kash Patel announced that the FBI would be opening a dedicated law enforcement attaché office in Wellington. Defense Minister Judith Collins and Police Minister Mark Mitchell said that the new office would strengthen our ties with the Five Eyes Alliance, with Patel additionally saying the move would counter Chinese influence in the region. And the Green Party recently launched a petition calling on the government to reverse policies of theirs related to emergency housing access that the Greens say have led to an increase in homelessness across the country. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, we spoke with MP Ricardo Menendez March to get the party's take on all of these issues.
To begin, what was the Green Party's reaction to the government's plan to replace the NCEA?
Yeah, look, no one will be surprised when we say that NCEA had room for improvement, but to completely overhaul it with a new system and to prioritize, for example, labor market outcomes as opposed to educational outcomes concerning, because education shouldn't be treated as a one-size-fits-all where we're just turning young people into the labor market. It's an opportunity for young people to grow, to develop the skills that they aspire to have. And so we're concerned about the fact that this will not accommodate the diverse learning needs of our young people.
Based on the government's previous policies within the realm of education, how do you expect this decision to impact learning outcomes for students and rangatahi?
Well, part of the concern that we have is that it ignores the fact that we can't have a one-size-fits-all, which is something that we've seen the government moving into in other parts of the education system, but also that the government is focusing on the wrong challenges that our young people face when it comes to educational outcomes. We know that right now part of the challenges that many of our students face is due to issues like poverty at home, lack of nutritious kai, whether it's at school or at the dinner table, parents being stressed because they have to work multiple jobs to make ends meet, and young people actually having to take up jobs before they're ready just to support the family. Those are the things we should be tackling if we want to set an even playing field for our students. And then we can look at improving, for example, teachers' conditions and the educational system, rather than assuming that just because we overhaul NCEA, hungry children will perform better.
There's been some speculation that the change in curriculum might be used to reallocate funding and reduce funding for courses related to te reo learning and arts disciplines. Is this a concern the Green Party has as well?
We do have that concern, and part of the challenge as well is that the government at no point has shown a real commitment to the revitalization of Maori language, and it's just like the arts, and for example, ensuring that young people have access to arts growing up isn't about, you know, just labor market outcomes. It's about developing skills that actually can be applied in so many fields and to nourish the creativity of young people. So where we know educational outcomes are great, it's because they don't have such high inequality levels, but they also value the diverse learning needs of our students and invest in languages as well as the arts. It's not just about literacy and numeracy, even though those things are important.
And how would a Greens-led government adjust current secondary school curricula and qualifications to ensure that students have better learning outcomes?
We would be focusing first on the learning conditions for our students, and that means addressing things like poverty and inequality. And we would also support having better resource teachers so that those learning environments are genuinely as best as they can be. That will in and of itself reduce the gap when it comes to educational outcomes between the rich and the rest. And then we can look at the curriculum changes that we also need to make, as opposed to just assuming that curriculum changes will ignore the inequities that our students face.
All right, moving on to the next topic. Last week, FBI Director Kash Patel announced that the FBI would be opening a dedicated law enforcement attaché office in Wellington. While the FBI has stationed personnel in Aotearoa for some time, Defense Minister Judith Collins and Police Minister Mark Mitchell said that the new office would strengthen our ties with the Five Eyes Alliance, with Patel additionally saying that the move would counter Chinese influence in the region. So my next question is, what was the Green Party's reaction to the announcement of the new FBI office opening in Wellington?
At a time when the US is literally funding a genocide, I don't think this is the right moment to be tightening our alliances with a regime that seems to completely be ignoring human rights. And instead, we should be pursuing a genuinely independent foreign policy, which is why the Green Party is clear that should we leave government, we will get out of AUKUS and the Five Eyes Alliance and pursue a genuinely independent foreign policy. This is not the time to be tightening ties with the US.
Is there any regional threat at all that could warrant the establishment of an FBI office in Wellington?
Well, this is the challenge, is that the FBI is supposed to be a law enforcement agency, and they spoke about countering Chinese influence in the region, as opposed to focusing on things like crimes that they're supposedly here to enforce. And this is a trend that we've seen internationally about how agencies like the FBI have been instead used predominantly to exert political influence in other people's homelands. We've seen it with the US's influence in places like Latin America and across the world, where they continue supporting regimes that back the US. And often these regimes also align with the US when it comes to other policies like the privatization of healthcare and other essential services. And I think we don't want to become like the US, where everyday people are literally dying because they cannot access basic health care because they've decided to privatize it, underfund it, and leave people without the means to survive.
Groups like Te Pāti Māori and Peace Action Wellington have said that the move would lead to the surveillance of the wider New Zealand population, particularly activist groups in the country. Are these concerns that the Green Party shares as well?
We know that the US regime has a long-standing history of surveilling people who don't align with the America's imperialist agenda. And yep, that includes indigenous people. Yep, that includes left-wing activists. And already in New Zealand, we don't have the best track record when it comes to those issues. I mean, we have had former Green MPs who have been surveilled by our own spy agencies. And so the American practices in these areas are even worse than ours. And I don't think this is the kind of influence we want in our country and a democracy where people should feel like they should be able to voice their views on whoever is in charge in government, and not just people feeling safe to voice their views if it aligns with American interests.
How do you feel about the amount of transparency that went before the announcement of the office being established?
It clearly wasn't transparent, but make no mistake, the FBI has been operating here for some time. This is more of a mass off moment where they just felt like they didn't need to hide it anymore. And in fact, they didn't even need to hide the fact that their primary motive wasn't about law enforcement, but about countering Chinese influence in our region. And the problem with this is that we have to acknowledge that at the end of the day, China is our largest trading partner, and we shouldn't be caught in the middle of empires basically waging geopolitical influence wars in our region. We should be looking to pursue an independent foreign policy as opposed to aligning ourselves with the US.
All right, moving on to the last topic. The Green Party recently launched a petition calling on the government to reverse policies of theirs related to emergency housing access that the Greens say have led to an increase in homelessness across the country. So next, I'd like to ask if you can tell us about the specific calls from that petition and how this will address homelessness in Aotearoa.
The government introduced in 2024 changes that it's harder for people to access emergency housing. We know that even before those changes, it was hard for people to access a basic emergency housing. They often had to jump through many hoops just to basically not longer be in the streets, but be in some sort of accommodation. I know this myself because I worked with countless of people applying for emergency housing before becoming an MP. What we're calling for is simply for the government to stop putting barriers, like, for example, having to prove that they didn't contribute to their own homelessness, when often people who become homeless, it's because they just simply cannot afford housing, and to stop putting people into debt for requiring emergency housing assistance. The government cut this form of assistance simply to save money, not because they actually introduced a better alternative. And this is why we are reporting and seeing more homeless in the streets, and that's backed up by frontline agencies.
How has the response been to the petition so far?
It's been really encouraging to see that people support having homes for all and that housing is a human right. What we also know is that frontline organizations who work with homeless people have been calling for the government to scrap these changes for quite some time, and we have a duty to amplify these calls from the ground, from organizations and people who experience homelessness, who are telling us that these changes have been harmful and that have resulted in more people sleeping rough because the government no longer provides emergency housing assistance, which is not a permanent solution, but it is what we have in place until we have a government that builds enough safe housing.
And beyond reversing the current government's policies, are there any additional steps that a Greens-led government would take to reduce homelessness in Aotearoa?
Making sure that we have enough public housing so that people have access to affordable rents, making sure that that people have good incomes, that they don't get into rent arrears in the first place, is where we need to start. And work and income, as opposed to putting barriers, should have a duty to assist people. And this is what we're fighting for, a supercharged public housing program, as well as supporting the calls for duty to assist legislation that forces our social service agencies to provide help as opposed to putting barriers.
And that was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March speaking to us about the government's plan to replace the National Certificate of Educational Achievement, the FBI office opening in Wellington, and the party's call to the government to reverse changes to emergency housing access.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.